It's a real pleasure and something of a surprise, although an overdue one, to find something like this happening in Dublin. With the Sound Eye in Cork, which we've been running since 2007, or since 97, we've been having to import quite a few interesting poets from Dublin who weren't getting a chance to read anywhere else. And it's great to see something in Dublin at last, where these people can perform within their without having to travel 160 miles to do it. The readers tonight are Maurice Scully and Gerard McLaughlin. Maurice, I met in 97, or 96 it was, in America. I moved to Cork in 84 at just an inopportune time, because the predecessor of this event was something that Maurice started in Dublin in 84, where he brought people like Tom Raworth from England, and just opened up contemporary Irish poetry in terms of influences, in terms of performances that one could hear, books that one could buy. He opened it up to small press work in both in the States and in Britain. His work I've been following since 97, and was delighted when he produced, finally in 2006, the final brick in this vast edifice that he was building. I had thought it was a smaller thing called Livelihood, but it turned out to be the end of a 25-year project. He's now moved on to something else, the next stage of a life's work, I think. The things I love in his work are attention to detail, the attention to detail both in the observed world and in the world of words that he's using to make his artefacts. Gerard, I read with in 2001 in Cúirt in Galway, I think it was. And I'd never heard of him, and he blew me off the stage. He was struck me as something new, not just in Irish poetry, but not just in poetry in the Irish language, but in poetry in Ireland at that time. That the attention that he gave to translation as foregrounding translation rather than treating it as something transparent, something that one should sort of ignore. And also in his way, his capacity to focus and to foreground the actual act of performance. And it was, well, I just hope his gig tonight is as spectacular as that one was then, as I remember it. So I don't know what order they're in, but Maurice Scully and Gerard McLaughlin.